This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. At least 290 people were killed and about 500 injured in bomb blasts that ripped through churches and luxury hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. It's the first major attack on the Indian Ocean island since the end of a civil war 10 years ago. The Sri Lankan community living in Paris, France, held a vigil in the early hours of Monday morning. 18-year-old Olita spoke to Reuters News.
Because in Sri Lanka there are Christians, Buddhists, Muslims, Hinduists. It's a country where you can find any religion. So we are very shocked to hear that something like that happens.
Elections have come to a close in Ukraine, and the country has elected comedian Volodymyr Zelensky president. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
41-year-old comedian Volodymyr Zelensky won Ukraine's presidential election on Sunday, defeating incumbent Petro Poroshenko in a landslide victory. The national exit poll showed Zelensky had won 73% of the vote, with Poroshenko winning just 25%. Zelensky, who played a fictitious president in the popular Ukrainian TV series Servant of the People, had no political experience entering the presidential race.
That was Reuters' Colette Luke. Police and British High Commission say a British woman and a Nigerian citizen have been shot dead in north-central Nigeria last Friday. The region has witnessed a spate of kidnappings by armed men in recent months. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit voanews.com 24 hours a day, or download the stories on your mobile application to take the stories with you. This is VOA News. Protesters demonstrating against the ruling military council in Sudan said on Sunday they were disappointed by suspended talks between the two sides. Abdel Malik Musa Ibrahim said that he and other protesters are asking for real demands and are trying to put pressure on the traditional military council. Protest organizers said their move to suspend negotiations came when the ruling council failed to meet demands for an immediate transfer to a civilian government following the overthrow of President Omar al-Bashir. Iranian state media states Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has begun his first official visit to neighboring Iran for talks set to focus on strengthening bilateral ties, fighting terrorism, and safeguarding borders. The two-day trip started on Sunday with a stopover in the holy city of Mashhad, where Khan is expected to visit the shrine of Imam Reza, who is revered by Shiite Muslims. The IRNA said Khan was expected to fly to the capital of Tehran to hold talks with President Hassan Rouhani and other top officials. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway is defending U.S. President Donald Trump's efforts to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who was in charge of the investigation into his campaign. Speaking on ABC this week, California Congressman Adam Schiff, who serves as a ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, said the information in the report amounted to an obstruction of justice.
I do believe that he obstructed justice and did so in many ways. And I think that the Mueller report points out how the elements of obstruction are met in several instances, several courses of the president's conduct.
Conway defended the president, saying that Mr. Trump was trying to defend himself, knowing that his campaign was innocent of Russian collusion. Armed men on motorcycles have attacked a Malian army camp and killed an unknown number of people near Mali's border with Mauritania. Army spokesman Darian Cohn said the complex attack took place Sunday morning in the village of Gire. Cohn says the military is still working to determine the death toll. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, though suspicion immediately fell on al-Qaeda-linked groups known to be operating in the area. A similar attack last month left 20 Malayan soldiers dead. At least 17 people have been killed and five others injured by a landslide in southwestern Colombia Sunday. Heavy rains triggered the mudslides in the province of Cauca, the country's disaster relief agency said. Search and rescue teams are continuing to look for anyone who may still be trapped. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.